welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all try two mystery trashy wines to determine whether or not one out of the two is actually drinkable. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Wine Vault.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
The illustrious Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Are you illustrious?
Well, we have an illustrious panel, usually.
Who told
usually
you?
It's you and I.
Who lied to you and said they told you?
That would be you.
Oh, no, I didn't say that tonight, though, did I?
But you said it previously.
Yeah, but I changed my mind.
It's a still panel.
You're no longer illustrious.
Don't you know that you're no longer allowed to change your mind? Something you decided when you're 18, you still are committed to that.
I didn't know when you were 18. Can I stick with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Wait, you weren't born when I was 18.
That's true. I wasn't born when you were 25.
Damn it.
Or 50.
Damn it.
Also on the show tonight, but not here yet. She has been detained. She is the Triple B. Hopefully she will join us in a little bit.
Or, we hope.
For her own sake, maybe she won't. Because tonight we have mystery wines on the show. We have two different wines of two mysterious origins and two mysterious varietals. And that's not mysterious to me because somebody had to set up the show.
Somebody had to set it up.
If we ever have someone else that can do it that isn't on the show, we'll have them do that. Like my son. But he's a little young yet, so yeah. He can't actually do it.
Well.
And so tonight we're going to try to discern, well, at least Scott is going to try to discern, what, if anything, can be read from these wines. Can he figure out a variety?
Ugh. Pressure.
Can he figure out where it's from? But the most important thing is it any good?
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, if he can't name the varietal in these wines, that's not Scott's fault. It's the wine's fault.
Would you tell my wife that?
Yes.
It's not my fault.
Well, then, no, that is your fault.
Princess, repeat that. It's not my fault.
This is the only time that'll ever happen.
Damn.
Ever happen. So.
Shit.
And by the way, both of these wines, I'll tell you this. They either are shitty or they're not. Mmm.
They're red.
Are they ultra premiums? Possibly they are. Petrus and Lépine. Can you tell the difference? We'll find that out as soon as we get back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed Taxi Driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So, the mystery wine episode. There are two different wines. We're going to start off with the one that I taped a number one to. Wrote number one on a business card and taped it to the wine craft.
We are number one.
Yes.
We are champions.
Mind you.
Champions.
The numbers have nothing to do with the quality of wine, probably.
Speaking of champions,
mm-hmm.
I'm wearing Liverpool garb as they are Champions League champions for 2018-2019 Champions League season. I'm wearing a vintage Michael Owen, number 10 jersey.
It's very exciting.
Once upon a time, my crew blog chat room name was Liverpool 10.
That's really douchey. But that's
no,
cool.
It's cool.
But it's good for you. It seems right for you, though. It's not. It would be douchey for the average man, but for you, normal.
No. You're a soccer fan. You have
you?
A soccer
oh.
nomenclature.
That didn't mean that it wasn't douchey. But not for you, though. I'm saying it's different for you. You have different rules. For you to be douchey in your world, it requires such a higher level of douchedom.
Well,
it really does.
Well,
I mean, it's just daily life.
Oh, that hat, you ought to get a bowl of soup with that hat. Oh, but looks good on you, Judge.
That kind of. So, wine number one, and quite frankly, any mockery should be shifted away from the unlicensed and focused on this wine. In the glass, it is both these wines, though, are red, folks. In the glass, though, it is red.
Crimson red.
Crimson red.
A little translucent. You know, if this were Pinot, you'd say it's not translucent. You'd say, well, it looks like a Pinot. Mm-hmm. It's got a tad bit of particulate.
Let me say this. There are no Pinots. Neither one of these wines are Pinots. We'll let you in on that.
So, yeah, the particulate, the legs are a little slow developing.
They are.
There's a weirdo-like bug smear line where the wine swirled on the glass that's just hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trusting that these are clean glasses.
Yes.
So we're going to attribute that to bad wine.
Cleanish.
Cleanish.
Yeah.
Cleanish and snatch. Clean and snatch.
But it's not a horrible clean looking wine. It just looks like a wine. Unsubstantial, slightly translucent red.
Well, on the nose. Slight yeastiness.
Oh, there's a slight yeastiness. Maybe just a touch of green pepper, but not too bad. A floral raspberry and red currant kind of thing. Maybe a touch of mint. Yeah, definitely red raspberry.
Yeah, it's whatever the fruit is, it's sweet. I don't know about the black currant.
I said red currant.
Red currant.
I was being generous. It started off that way, and then once a little more air hit it, it was more red raspberry.
Yeah, just a sweet berry. You know, it's not the worst nose we've ever had.
Do you have any ideas as to the varietal of this book?
Bad Zinfandel.
Okay. We're starting off with Bad Zinfandel.
Just because of a nose.
OZV, yeah. Shall we go in?
Let's go in. Let's be brave.
Well,
you know, I must say this, when it first hit my palate, maybe lasting for a second, there was a tad bit of pleasantness.
Yeah, went away, didn't it?
Went away pretty quick.
It went away.
The whatever tannins are here were present immediately, and then they were overcome. They were washed over.
I did not expect it to taste like it. First of all, folks, it tastes slightly boozy and porty.
It does.
There is some residual sugar there.
Very much.
But it comes across as a port-esque residual sugar. It's a very jammy blackberry, elderberry kind of jam. I mean, a reduced jam. I mean, we're talking like a slappy, just a sappy, thick, sweet gob of fruit.
And you can't, you know, it's mostly sweet, gobby fruit.
I didn't expect it to be sweetened.
But the residual sugar, I just can't get beyond, even though it's not too much residual sugar. There's things that have much more residual sugar than this.
Would you like to hear a review?
But what's sad about this is that there are some nice tannins there. That the tannin that's present are nice. They're in the background, overwhelmed by this jammy sweet residual sugar stuff.
Now, it's not the worst jammy sweet residual sugar flavor. I mean, it isn't proper, but at the same time, it's drinkable. Let's just say that. It's drinkable. It's not something that I would drink on ever, but still, it's drinkable. It's got this also, this wine.
It's
got an 85 from Wine Enthusiast. Number one. Would you like to hear the review?
Let's hear the review.
It won't reveal much, but it's going to make you go, what the fuck? Spice and herb flavors dominate this light-bodied, crisp, and dry wine. White pepper, fennel bulb, and lemon flavors make... What? That can't even be right.
What?
Make an interesting mix that is... They're talking about a white wine. They're not talking about the red wine, even though... That can't be a red wine review, can it?
No.
They fucked up, and they put a white wine review on the red wine on their website. Because I did pull that. They have the wrong... Why the enthusiasts can't even do that. It's like they're putting their spread eagle thing and they put a man's head on a woman's body. They couldn't even get that right. They couldn't even get the Photoshop right. Like, we got nude photos of some famous actress. And they look in and they put a dude's head on there. Whoops. Ooh, we did it again. It's going to be fake anyway. But at least they can't even... God. All right, good
continue.
Job.
No, continue with it. Finish it.
Well, I did.
That was it.
Lemon flavors make an interesting mix, and the mouthfeel is respectably tangy.
Tangy?
Yes.
You know, that's the only thing that's accurate about it, because it is kind of tangy.
Mm. You have any idea now, varietal?
It's something white wine that somehow became purple.
What would you say it is? And then we'll move on to the deuce.
Malbec.
Mm, you're going to go Malbec, huh?
I'm going Malbec.
Mm.
So I got the nose. I said bad Zin.
I can see where you're coming from Malbec. You think some Malbec. Shitty Argentinian that's, or Chilean
Malbec. I almost said shitty Argentinian Malbec.
Mm-hmm. But you're wrong. But that's okay.
Well.
Wine number one. Well, we're not going to reveal it.
Yeah, let's not reveal it yet.
We're not going to, because we're going to pick which one we like between these two.
Well, one, let's see if Triple B joins us. And two, let's build this suspense.
Well, I already know which one is which. But I'm just going to pour it into the spittoon here.
Oh.
I don't think I wasted it.
Oh.
Because the winner gets to be put in the decanter, and you get to drink all of it, Scott. That's the winning wine.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
We're like, wow.
Give me a little washout. Give me a little washout there.
That's not my problem.
Come on.
There you go.
Folks, he wasn't going to give me a washout.
It wasn't. It's not my problem. I think you might, this second one, I'm pretty sure you want some of that first one in there. I'm just saying. I just don't have high hopes for this fucker.
That first one... I wouldn't say it's drinkable exactly, but it's not that bad.
No, it's not horrendous.
All I've got is it's not horrendous.
It's not horrendous. It's like, you remember the Columbia Crest H3 Red Blend? But imagine it really being terrible. The Rogue, it's the Frank Stallone's impersonator of that wine, okay? Like, I've used that before.
The now, this serial one's killer. Darker.
Oh, it's darker, yeah.
Ooh, full of particulate in the glass.
Yes, this one is. It's red, folks, once again, even though I'm sure the enthusiast would have a white wine review for it. Losers.
It has proper legs in the glass.
It does.
That are full of freaking particulate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually stream down the side of the glass as opposed to that last one that just kind of hung there.
Oh. No, thank you. I smelled it, folks.
And he said no thank you.
I'd rather smell a wet fart than smell that ever again. Yeah, describe it. Paint thinner.
Ass.
Ass. Motor oil. Antifreeze.
Oh, it burns your nose.
Some more paint thinner.
It burns your nose.
No, be serious though.
If you hit it hard, it burns your nose. It my nostrils are inflamed.
Yeah, I know. But to be accurate, it's a raspberry liqueur, menthol, alcohol.
Yes.
No, it's and then Mel, there's a little bit of cherry cordial.
I got the cherry cordial, the raspberry liqueur.
Yeah, I think people are starting to understand what we're talking about.
Generous. It's fucking sweet, folks.
It might be sweet. Last night, someone brought to my house a magnum of real sangria.
Oh.
Yes.
Real sangria. What's the difference between fake sangria and real sangria?
Well, this is called real sangria. Yes. This is actually fake sangria, but they call it real. Have you ever seen real sangria?
I have seen that.
Have you ever seen a magnum of it?
Can't say that I have.
Yeah. They couldn't get the bottle open. It was vexing them. But it was a screw top. It's very vexing. The use of the wrist, you know, is very, it's like
vexing.
So I opened it for them. They said, "Do you have a wine opener?" I said, "No, but I have hands." And so, and it wasn't
he couldn't
that
open a screw top.
No, it was, well, yeah, it's very vexing. I can say this.
Were they intoxicated before they arrived at your house?
No, I don't think so.
They were sober.
Sure. Might as well be.
High on life, maybe.
Or drugs. Probably
dang
drugs.
It.
Yes. You just really don't want to drink this, do you?
Well, I'm trying to work Cat into the show. Mm. All right, let's go in.
I think Becky actually pinched Luke so he wouldn't go to sleep, so she'd have to come down there and drink this. Oh, that's really the worst nose. He drank it.
Oh, it's burning my throat. Oh. 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 Laced with fake oak. Rob spit it out.
Oh, that's... oh, good Jesus. Ooh.
Yeasty.
Oh.
It's
just so indescribably bad.
Bad oak chips.
Black olive. Banana. Yeah. I never have had something that had black olives and bananas in it, but this does. And then dark chocolate.
Followed all up by residual sugar.
You remember, ever seen that movie, The Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I must have missed that one on Netflix.
Well, this is...
Is that a porn feature, by the way,
no,
maybe?
There's no nudity in it. When I was a little kid, or younger kid, I watched it because I thought there would be. And there was no nudity. It was just
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, look it up. It's terrible. I don't know why this wine reminds me of that.
Oh, my God. That gave me an instant headache.
You can't drink it, can you? This is undrinkable. The first one, not undrinkable. This one, undrinkable.
I think we owe it to the listeners.
To drink it?
To drink this to describe how bad it is.
Oh, God.
This escapes me as to what possibly could be worse than this.
Okay,
this is as foul as 19 Crimes was.
Yes, it is. Let me explain what this is like. Have you ever been run over by a horse? That's what it's like. Yes.
Yeah, there I was minding my own business, and I was cutting the grass, and this horse got away, and it ran me over. So, is the name of this wine A Horse That Ran Me Over?
No.
A Horse Too Far?
No, it's not. What would you, if you had to guess what varietal was in this?
Yeah.
What would you think?
No. I'm going to guess that it's a cab, just because...
Is oil a varietal?
So we owe it to our listeners to describe this better.
Mm-hmm. I did. I said olives and bananas. Simultaneously. Covered in dark chocolate. Yum. I don't know why I'm swirling it in the glass. Who gives a shit?
Oh.
Oh, it's so terrible. Oh.
It's just oak.
Oh yeah, it's an oak chipped out the ass, and it's a lump that's just a burnt, charred lump of shit.
Oh,
And it's slightly, a cigarette butt kind of taste. Yeah, ashy.
It tastes like an ashtray.
Yeah, it tastes ashy on the finish.
It tastes like fucking ashtray.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to imagine how that could possibly be a positive, earthy component.
I'm just amazed that a product such as this is sold in a developed country like ours. I can understand if you were in, I'm not going to say a country out loud, but an undeveloped country.
What undeveloped country would you think this would be sold in?
Some place where they still believe that tiger penis is an effective medicinal
nice.
Item. Yes.
Nice.
I would suggest, because this tastes like a tiger's dick. I'm just saying. That's why. Not that I've had a tiger's dick, but...
So that trip to South Africa was quite...
There are no tigers in South Africa.
Like I said, that trip to South Africa
lions.
Was no quite adventurous.
Interesting, there's a difference between a lion and a tiger.
And bears, oh my.
Mm-hmm. Should we reveal these? We will. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to reveal these wines. And then, obviously, number one is one, correct?
I'm waiting breathlessly.
Yes.
Oh, number one is definitely one.
One by a landslide.
Holy shit.
And we'll be right back with the big reveal here on the Wine Vault. So, Scott, you can take your, you can stop covering your eyes.
Well, I wanted to talk about number two. I have absolutely no idea what varietal that is. I don't know how anyone could identify it. I would just say cab, just because.
Wow, yeah.
Just because.
Well, I will tell you what that one is first. I will reveal the blend, because it's a blend. It's a blend of Petite Syrah, Zinfandel, Tannet, and Terro Lego, whatever the fuck that is. Petite Syrah, Zinfandel, Tannet, and Terro Lego. And the fans of this wine out there, I gave a big clue as to this wine's name when I was making fun of it. And you all know it. Scott brought it. It is the Dark Horse Double Down Red Blend.
Double Down.
Double Douche, as they would say.
Holy
it's dark,
crap.
Luxurious, and bold. And it's horrendous.
Awful.
Dark Horse. Brought to you by the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Wow.
And Craig Walters, Allstate Insurance. Yes.
It should put some drive-wise on that bottle.
Winemaker Beth Liston. And her team. So it was more than just Beth did this. Beth, have you ever tried, a different line of work?
Yeah.
Possibly an actuary? That's exciting.
Well.
Mortuary sciences.
It turns out she did try another line of work, and she was just bored being a janitor.
Well, you're back to that if you keep making shit like this. Folks, for Christ's sake, don't buy this. This is horrendous. What kind of score would you give this wine?
This is unscorable. It is so bad. 54.
Well, it's not that bad. That'd kill you.
I think this could kill you.
I'd give it a 68 of my points. About the same as 19 Crimes. It's horrendous. It's disgusting. Maybe not even a 67.
It's bad. It's so bad it's not really worth a score. It's not in the 70s.
No, Lord, no. It's not in the 70s anywhere near
this
that.
This is so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the worst wines we've ever had.
It literally is one of the worst wines we've ever had on the show.
What's the alcohol in this piece of shit? It's non-vintage. It has like a playing card motif, so they must be trying to, I don't know what the hell.
Rope you in.
It doesn't even have an alcohol level on this thing.
What was
the, don't they
let
have
me
to
see
have
that...
that on the label? Oh, here it is. Oh, it's 15%.
Holy shit.
That's not surprising. Why'd you buy that?
Yeah.
And by the way, that's $8.49 of your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of potency for $8.49.
What was that third grape?
Tannet?
Oh, Triple B.
Triple B, folks, are coming down. Hand me the bottle. Hand me the bottle.
We'll set this back up for her.
I don't think you should punish her.
Oh, we will. But we'll do it quickly.
We will be merciful. It's kind of payback for you bringing that fucking white Zen.
Yeah.
Scott, do you have any ideas about number one, though?
I'm sticking with the bad Argentinian Malbec.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's a Cat Bernet.
Huh?
From California.
Huh?
You know it. You love it. It is Woodbridge. Woodbridge Mondavi. Cat Bernet by Robert Mondavi. Well, the late Robert Mondavi.
Well.
2017 vintage. It's $5.99 of your money, folks. $5.99. And it's terrible, mind you. But it's the kind of terrible that we said is acceptable when it's cheap enough.
And it is that. It is that kind of...
Well, for the non-discerning wine drinker that doesn't know what they're doing and doesn't really care and drinks real sangria in a Magnum, this is okay for them, isn't it?
Well, it's also, you know, you're out at a bar and you don't care. You want a glass of red wine.
Do you?
You can get red Woodbridge in the little bottles.
Scott, can I ask you a question?
Yes. No. No.
I'm going to ask you the question anyway.
Okay.
What? You're out, what, at a biker bar? And you're like, can I have
Roosters.
Why would you drink red wine at Roosters?
I don't know.
Can I have a bottle of Cabernet? They should toss your ass out for asking the question.
No, they like us there.
Jesus.
Prince does it occasionally. I've actually done it, just trying to stay keto. Just, you know, trying to have red wine instead of
water's some keto. Alcohol. You're drunk?
Yeah. Sometimes you want a little drinky and bad red wine's
no,
better
it's not.
Than
it's not. Not. That's not
well,
true.
Well.
That's really not true.
Well. That's I've actually, done it. I admit it.
Oh, I know you've done it. You bought it. That damn dark horse.
Well,
I mean, I don't understand. If you're like a drug addict or something like that, where you have where your decision making skills are not what they should be, but it's consistent. You buy these things. That is Scott. By the way, brought bologna.
Ring bologna.
Ring bologna.
Kugels.
I don't know. Is the There's a lot of I don't knows tonight. So, folks, we're going to take a break because Triple B has arrived. And we're going to set her up here to give us a thought process. Or maybe she'll have George as her surrogate taste these wines.
That's what I would go with.
Yeah, we'll kill the cat. And we'll be right back with Becky's torture here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed Taxi Driver here. Folks, have you ever sat back and thought how you first heard of the Wine Vault? Well, we need your help reaching more listeners. What you can do is go to iTunes, give us a review, give us 5 stars, give us your thoughts and feedback.
So only with your help, folks, will more people learn about, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the Triple B has joined us.
Good evening.
Might not be a good evening.
I know.
So the Triple B has wine number one in front of her. Now, we've already revealed to you all what they are. But we're going to have the Triple B taste both of these. Just tell us which one she likes better. I mean, she can throw in if she knows what the varietal is, but...
That's it?
I think you'd be hard-pressed. I'm not going to torture
doing
her.
The better one?
She's never done anything bad in her life to deserve that.
But well. Scott has.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So go
today.
Ahead.
Today.
not today. No. Well.
Okay, so this is wine one.
This is wine one.
Did you pick 2 bad wines?
He might
I
have.
Would not pick 2 good wines. These are wines, folks, that get put in the wine vault that you look at and go, what the fuck are we going to do with that one? Well, we have a 2-for episode.
That's what we do with it. Got a lot of white wines to do that with.
All I can taste in this one's the oak. And I feel like it's coming out of my mouth. Like I'm like breathing off the char.
Oh. All I've got to say is, oh my dear God.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for what's in store.
For number two?
Yes.
If I think this is oaky.
Just saying.
Like, I
don't want
like
to steal your thunder, but
I feel like as I'm talking, you should be able to see smoke come out of my mouth.
Let's just pour the second one.
Would you like to guess? You know what? I have an extra glass there.
I guess.
It manages to have like a raspberry cough syrup and an oak at the same time.
Very nice.
They don't make raspberry cough syrup, but if they did, it would be similar
to
that. No,
I think they do.
Do they?
I think they do.
Well,
I think most berry-flavored cough syrups are raspberry.
Well, next she's going to have...
Yeah, maybe it's mixed berry.
Next she's going to have mixed berry ipecac. So here we go. Number two.
Is number one the better wine?
It's the least worst. We actually don't think number one is apocalyptic bad. Yeah, that's right.
When I took a drink, it like somehow...
What, the second one?
The second one somehow like burnt my nose hairs.
It does. It is very potent.
I don't even know any flavors on that besides...
What did we say? I said banana, black olive, dark chocolate...
What?
Oil. An ashtray. We did say
it's
ashtray.
Cigarette ash.
Yeah, cigarette ash. On the finish. Whatever it is.
I can't get anything besides...
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
It's like drinking a trash bin.
So, how about the oak?
How about that?
How about
the oak
there? Oh, see, you're getting the number one in front of you.
And like, I'm like going to chase number two.
Similarly, we'd have done that if we'd had them both there, but we dumped out number one.
No, number one's still here. We got it.
What's number two?
Number two.
Well, that's when you sit
number
down.
Number two is poo-poo is what that is. Number two
Sorry, that was
is
easy.
Dark Horse Double Down Red Blend.
Who bought that?
Yeah. Scott?
Who do you think bought that?
Of course.
Mr. Chops.
It has a horse on the label.
That's right.
Well, it's Dark Horse.
I said that it was like being run over by a horse.
That's fair.
You did say that.
Yes, I'd rather be run over by a horse. Now, number one, though.
And when it's called Red Blend, what's it a blend of?
Petit Sirah, Zinfandel, Tannin, and some damn thing we've never even heard
of. In that order?
Let me see the
doesn't matter.
Listing of that other
what,
varietal.
Just Tarot a really Legal. Quick review, what would you give it?
I gave it 67 of my points, or 68 of my points. I can't recall.
Terolldego. Well, it's got tannin, too.
Yeah, tannin, as I said that.
Total day.
Scott gave it 54 of his points.
Generously. That.
How much did you... You paid almost $9
yes.
for that.
Yes.
And you've probably seen the first one now. And the other one, though, is a lot cheaper. What would we give... Woodbridge Cabernet.
Rob has had, I should have guessed that's what this was because Rob has had a hankering to drink Woodbridge.
Not a hankering.
Yes. You were like, I haven't had it. I can't believe I haven't had it. I need to drink it.
It's a morbid.
I want to have more Woodbridge in my life.
It's like.
I think he's been craving.
It's kind of like, I don't own any snuff films. I would like to have one. I need to get some snuff.
Oh, my Lord.
It's the same perversion. I mean, it's.
Over the edge.
No, I'm just saying. Both of them are bad. Okay, I mean,
no,
if we're going to go to the varying degrees, reference. I'm not saying it's real, it's simulated, maybe. Could be.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just saying, it comes in the same impulse and urge.
I can't believe that Dark Horse is a wine. Real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Double down.
By the way, it's also 15%.
Dark, luxurious, bold.
No.
Where would you come up with luxurious from that?
Oh, my God, right.
Well...
Like, you could say, like, dark, potent, bold. I'd be like, oh, that's fair. It is potent. It's terrible, but it's potent.
It's like somebody that wears velvet all the time.
Like crushed velvet?
Yes. Like, even when it's hot, because it's luxurious.
With
that
like
kind
a
of
chain
person.
Necklace. Like a button-up velvet with a chain necklace.
Just talking, no, just an 80s just V-neck.
A fuck ton velvet. Of velvet. Just a
V-neck.
Like, wow. I have a really good image.
It's luxurious.
And the V-neck is a cotton band.
By the way, velour. Not
every
just
once
velvet.
Once in a while.
Velour.
Velvet. Velour and velvet are different.
Okay, velour then.
Every once in a while, I feel like people, velvet tries to make a little bit of a comeback.
It doesn't though, does it?
No.
No.
You know, well, the Elton John movie that. Is released this week, so it's possible.
Yes. Someone that wears a velvet
and
hat.
Really, that's not.
Well,
oh,
a hat. That would
I
be
just
cool.
got the label. It's a horse head with a wine glass in the middle of it.
Oh, it is. Look at that. It's a champagne glass, but they don't. They
I thought
know
at
that.
First it was a horse skull, but I think that's a wine glass in the middle, right?
I think it doubles as both.
Well, honestly, maybe it tastes better out of a champagne glass.
Maybe.
Well. You're so gross. He's drinking out of the bottle.
That's how you drink these wines.
Well, Scott, did you know we were going to be drinking these wines tonight?
I knew that they were going to be bad and we were going to be playing this game.
Is that why you brought bologna?
No, the bologna was completely just intended as a mockery of bringing meat and cheese.
He brought Dark Horse, so of course he brought bologna. Scott drinking out of the bottle as well. It is a bottle that you just pass around, wouldn't it? Now, normally you'd be in a train car.
No, thank
when you.
You
did
oh,
that.
Come on. Drink from the bottle with us. Come it's on. That kind of party tonight.
Yeah.
Triple B, maintaining a level. And don't do it. No, don't. He's doing
he's
it, folks.
He's going to spit it out.
He already did.
Does it taste better out of the bottle?
here.
This should be on YouTube.
Oh, jeez. Oh, don't exhale. Just hold it in.
I would have given this wine like a 65.
Which
but
one?
Since the Dark Horse?
Double douche.
But since they put that wine glass in the middle ugh. Of the horse head, I'll give it like a 66. Yeah,
bring it back.
I have to say it's better out of the bottle.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
better out of the bottle than in a glass.
It's like Jägermeister, kind of.
No. Not at all.
Ah!
Okay. Oh.
Really
it bad. Is better straight from the bottle.
It is
that's
better
funny.
Straight from the bottle.
It's not as quite as offensive.
My lips are fake purple now. I probably
oh
look
my
like
God.
A... Yeah, and it like won't come off till Thursday.
That's right.
Wow.
You're going to have to...
Oh, there's that.
You have to go to work with stained purple lips.
What have you been doing?
Yeah. Well.
Since you ask.
Scott's boss will be like,
No, he'll be like, again? Yeah.
I'm working from home tomorrow, so I'm good.
The Woodbridge. We're going to review the Woodbridge here in a second because we're going to take a break. And we're actually going to, since it's the winner.
It's by far the winner.
Yeah. You know, for fun, we should have thrown Fry Brothers in this mix. What? That's not funny. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
We just hired a new winemaker.
Yeah.
Sonny Liston's daughter.
Yeah. Beth. But she said she had a resume. And then it said Dark Horse. And I thought that meant she raised horses.
Well.
And then I realized when she came in, she did not raise horses. She thought she knew how to make wine. Still better than we can do, but still, you know.
I don't know about that. I'd rather have Fry Brothers than this shit.
Really? Yes. Really?
Yes.
That's fantastic. She sells a lot more than we do. A lot of people buy her stuff. Or, I wonder, you know what would be appropriate, though, when you see a case stack of this, to hit it with your shopping cart, knock it over and break it, then run away. So we'll be right back with the review of the winner, Woodbridge, here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the Robert Mondavi Woodbridge Cabernet. We were talking about some little factoids about it, and we said 1.1 million cases.
Yeah.
And so we were discussing, obviously, that's not consumer off-the-shelf buying. It's not fine wine buying. It's most likely you're finding this as being a caterer option.
Oh, yeah. Hotels are buying
it. Well, kind of like the fleet purchasing of certain Chevrolets. You know? Nobody buys a fucking Malibu, but Hertz does. it's true.
It is. It's the only rental car there is.
And that's a lot what these wines are for. Bars, shitty bars, stuff like that. And so it isn't necessarily designed to...
banquet hall in America.
Mm-hmm. And I will say this. This is not as good as Yellowtail, which is sad. And it's also, well, it's borderline not as good as Yellowtail. Yeah, and it's definitely not as good as Lindeman's Bin 45, I think.
50.
Has it been 50?
Wouldn't have been 50 that we had.
Well, any of the bins. Any
five.
That's a much better wine, and that's actually a buck cheaper. Because it's dry. This isn't dry.
Yeah,
I didn't think that this would be jammy and overtly sweet like this.
But, you know, if they could knock out the residual sugar, it's not that bad.
If they could just back it down a little bit, you're right. I know.
It pairs well with this bologna.
She says with a serious look on her face.
Yeah.
There is a good wine in here, but you've got to get rid of that residual sugar.
Oh, well, stop. There's not a good wine in here.
There's a wine in there?
Yeah.
It's a wine that will make you sick. It tastes okay next to fucking Dark Horse, Double Down.
Speaking of that, if you drink a bottle of this, you would be so sick the next day. I know. Oh my God.
If you drink a glass of the Double Down, sick.
You would really
next hour.
Yes. Horrible. Horrible, horrible. But this wine, I'll start off.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 74 of my points.
Do you want to give it an extra point because it's called Woodbridge and it actually has a Woodbridge on the label?
We don't know. That could be PVC.
The actual vineyards that wine is harvested from, handpicked.
And it's from Lodi. Did you see that?
Is it from Lodi?
Mm-hmm. It's near where Robert Mondavi grew up.
Yes, in Lodi, right next to the Delta. Yes. This is James Suckling. On my master class,
next to those cabbage fields.
That's right.
That you all love.
I taste the entire Woodbridge line. You only have to pay me $325 to watch me drink and break down the exquisite Woodbridge line by Robert Mondavi. Only $325. So
that's not even the master class. That's the minor class.
It's the masturbation class is what that is. I'm sorry. That's for $500, and that's on my cam site, so go
ahead.
He's probably on Chatterbait or whatever that stuff is, the porno cams.
Does Scott and I get to rate this wine, or is it just you?
No, you guys can. Feel free. Triple B is next.
I mean, I don't really have an opinion about it.
Well, that's the best thing you could say about it.
I don't want to drink it again.
No. Don't worry about that.
I'm giving it 77 of my points.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah, I think I am going to give it like a 75 because I gave it a bonus point for the Woodbridge.
Better scores than the 67, 54, and 66the Iron Horse. The Woodbridge wins the Suck Hole Challenge.
These are bad wines. I do feel like we all need to go chug a bottle of water before we do anything else.
Oof.
Oh, I'll find a way to cleanse the palate. Oof.
Like a shot of tequila would be the only thing to cleanse my palate.
Oh, yes. Such a wonderful soiree of wines. Oh, my gosh. You know, the thing is, think of this. They use glass to put this stuff in. What else could you use that glass for?
Grinding it up and eating it.
It's the same difference.
Putting it on the top of walls to keep out intruders.
Maybe using a cork puller was the incorrect method. You break the top off and drink out of it that way. Just checking. In a bar fight, it's always a good thing to check. The Dornfelder bottle was quite good for beating people with.
We did say that.
Yes, because you'd have to fight if you're going to drink that. The Double Down is a lot heavier bottle.
I'll give you that.
Although there's a lot more wine in there, and I think the wine itself the liquid weighs more than what
you know. There's a flaw in both these bottles. They both have lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the best glass. It's not hand-blown Venetian glass, is
it? What?
No, it's not. No. Double douche.
Is this making you sick? Your voice is like...
No, I'm ill from drinking that.
Double you hear down. His voice?
Yeah, that's my allergies. I'm still battling all that crap. And I'm allergic to shit. So, oh you know.
And just your sulfite meter's going off, even though we probably have had less than a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you think this, though, belongs in the Value Price Hall of Fame?
No, I do not.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, no.
By the way, ancient vines all the way at the top right there.
But it does not belong in the Wall of Shame either for what it is.
Dark Horse does.
Dark Horse is...
Wall of Shame.
Wall of Shame.
It is Wall of Shame.
Wall of Shame. But the Woodbridge does not go there. Woodbridge does not go there for what it is. It's fine.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
And but if you're not as good as Yellowtail, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
And you're not as good. Well, you're definitely not as good as the Linemans. Because I think we gave Linemans 80, like 82,
83.
82. Yeah. And which is lean and palatable.
For $4.
Yeah. And that was, we were very drunk when we drank it. But still.
Which there's that.
It's okay.
What number wine was it?
Yeah. I think so.
What?
I think so. Those were back in the... Yeah, those, yeah.
That was the kamikaze days.
Why did you get that out?
It was like...
Because we could.
Bonsai!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That was after was Clarendon Hills.
Yes. It was a night we didn't have to work the next day.
Yeah, and Clarendon Hills was like... Who knows? It was definitely... Yeah. Terrible. So, folks... For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time with better wine here on the Wine Vault. Good night.